Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi. Did you get through?
I got through, yes.
Oh, okay.
She said it'll be five. Well, when I called her, she said it'll be 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I'll call at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you at six.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Good. Bye.
Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice. What if God speaks? Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and known that you're in this place? Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. What if God speak? Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place? Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to say welcome to each and every one of you that is on the line already. We're so happy to see you. Welcome back. It's good to be back, amen. To be able to do this show once more, it's been a while. And we are just happy that the Lord has given us the privilege and the opportunity to be back on the air again. So it is with a heart full of joy that I want to say to each and every one of you that are listening in today, welcome, welcome, welcome back to our Friday evening Bible study. And I just want to make this known that the person that is really behind this and really been pushing to have us go back on the field, Sister Samba, Wella Samba, she's going to be doing a special presentation for us. So I just want to thank her for her courage and for her encouragement of me and just pushing to have us go back, as well as Sister Jackie, all the way in Alabama, and always called from time to time and said, you know what, we need to get back on the year, we need to do this again. And so the Lord has given us the opportunity to be back. And I just want you to know that also that it is out of a sense of realizing time that we are living in also, that I decided to make, you know, to listen to Sister Samba, listen to Sister Jackie, listen to all those that have been encouraging us to get back and do this. Because we realize that the time is winding up. We realize that we are very close to the end of time. I don't think there's any doubt within our minds that, you know, with all that we see happening, that these signs are telling us that time is soon to wind up. Jesus is going to come soon. And if there's anything that we need to do right now, I believe there's one thing that we need to do right now, and that one thing is to be about our Father's business. Amen? So I just want to thank God for you all, and I just want to pray for each and every one of us. I want you to pray for us as we get on. We're going to get into prayer in a little bit. But right now, I just want to bring some of you in and let you just say hello. I'm going to bring Sister Samba. Wella, you want to say hello to us, please? Hello? All right. Let me see if maybe I didn't do it right. Let me try this. And by the way, this is the first day we're back, so I'm still feeling my way around here, trying to remember how we did things and how we did everything and get it going. So we might have a little bit of, in the beginning, but we should be able to get on. Let me try. Sister Wella, try now. See if you can say something to us. And let me see if I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Happy Sabbath, amen. Who is that, Pastor Paul?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good to have you. I was just saying hi to Sister Samba, so let her say hello for us, Paul, before you come in. I'm glad. So it seems as though you're working fine. Sister Wella, you want to say something to us before we continue? Yeah, go ahead.
I called Elder Donald, and I asked him, could we go back to doing his Bible study? And so he said, yes, we need to get back to doing this. And so I wrote down a few scriptures that I would like for us to look at. But he's going to have prayer for us first.
Yes, we're going to pray, and then we're going to look at that. All right, so thank you for that, Sister Wella. Thank you for your encouragement. And again, I just want you to know that I appreciate you very much. I'm so happy that you're going to share some words with us. But also, let me say hi to Pastor Paul. Paul Rettemeyer. That's my brother. So I just got it. Yeah, he's calling all the way from New York. Brooklyn, New York. Pastor Paul, how are you doing?
Yes, sir. By God's grace, man. It's been a hectic day, but here we are at the doorstep of another Sabbath, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a long time since I've looked forward to the rest of the Sabbath as I'm looking forward to it today. So my whole body is rejoicing right now at the thought that I get a 24-hour reprieve from the task that's behind me and the task that's ahead of me.
Right.
So this is a blessed Sabbath for me indeed.
Amen. I mean, isn't it wonderful how the Lord knows just when to bring it in?
To hit pause.
Right.
Amen.
Time. Amen. Mm-hmm. Just at the right time, just when you need him most, that's when he's here. All right, so we're going to go into our word of prayer. We're going to pray for then. Sister Weller is going to share with us, and then I'm going to have you come on afterwards and give us some words of encouragement.
Okay.
All right. Let us get ready.
Amen.
I'm going to just pray a stand to come on.
I was just a child when I felt the Savior leading. I was drawn to what I could not understand. And for the cause of Christ, I have spent my days believing that what He had me be is who I am. As I've come to see the weaker side of me, I realize this grace is what I'll need. When sin demanded justice for my soul, mercy said no. I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Mercy said no. Sin will never take control. Life and death stood face to face. Darkness tried to steal my heart away. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy send no.
Let us pray. Let us pray. Father, our God, we thank you so much that when we were at that crossroad, when life and death met face to face, when sin demanded justice for the price that was required, oh Father, you sent mercy, and mercy came in the person of your Son, Jesus Christ. And He died on the cross and said no to sin, said no to death. And because of His dying on the cross, we now have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, we just want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for your grace that is sufficient to save even from the uttermost to the uttermost. We want to thank you, O God, for life and for strength. We want to thank you for bringing us here together again. We want to thank you for all those who are on the phone listening in tonight, O Father. We thank you just for the opportunity to be back on the air. I want to thank you for Sister Weller Tanbar, Lord, for her encouragement and her pushing, so to speak, to have this program back again. And Lord, we just pray that you bless her as she shared with us tonight. And I want to pray that you bless Paul also, Pastor Paul, as he shared with us tonight. We want to pray that you may bless all the listeners that are listening tonight and those who will listen later on when this program is posted on Block Talk Radio. We just pray that everyone will be born. We pray that people will come to know you through this program. We pray that many lives will be changed. And most of all, oh Father, we pray that this, some way, somehow, help to hasten your soon coming so that we all can see you for ourselves. We know this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will hear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Mercy. Jesus. Praise the Lord. All right. Bella, it's all over to you.
Okay. We want to start with Romans chapter 13.
Amen. One of my favorite books, Romans.
We're going to start at verse 10 and read from 10 to 14. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law, and that knowing the time that is now time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Now our next scripture is 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 4. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and thereby you stand, but which also you are saved, if you keep in memory that I have preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. We need to believe that. This says that our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. And
Amen.
That's true. No matter how many years we've been a Christian, every day brings us one step closer to Jesus Christ coming back. And we want to be ready for him to come back.
Yes,
and so I got the concordance, and I wrote this down. It said the word moon appears about 50 times in the Bible, and the word sun 150 times, and the stars 50 times. And Psalm, verses, the 19th Psalm, the 143rd Psalm, the 148th Psalm, and the 150th Psalm is all about praise. Psalm 136 is also about praise. And if we go to Genesis 1:1-4, it tells us that God created the world. How he made light, how he made the sun, the moon, and the stars. If you ever go out at night and look up at this, if you're out where there's no light that you can see the stars. And certain times of the year, it feels like the moon is so close you can reach out and take it from the sky and hold it in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we think about that, we think that God created that, and he created that for us to love him. He wants us to be thankful for the things he's given us. What if God were a selfish God? What if he made us ask for every breath we take? What if he asked us to make the sun to shine? What if he asked us every time our heart had to beat, we had to stop and say, God, please let my heart beat one more time? We don't have to do that because God loves us so much, he automatically does that, and we forget to think about it, and we forget to thank him for it. But he wants our praise. He wants us to think about him as being a creator, our redeemer, our soon-coming Prince of Peace. He wants us to think about those things. He wants us to realize that he's a creator, that he loves every human being. He created them in his own image. He loves everybody. And we come in contact with people, we let them know, no matter how far in sin you've gone, Jesus loves you, and he'll help you. And any time you ask him to help you, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, and all that come of me, I will in no wise cast out. And that's all I have to say.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Sorella. That is some deep stuff. You know, I tell you, you've been asking us to get back on this program. I just put it out here and I said, you know what, if you get back, would you be willing to say something? And I didn't know what your response would have been. And you said, yes. And now here you share this stuff with us, this stuff from Romans 13 there, and, you know, one of my favorite texts here, too, talking about the time, the life in China. That's what I was saying. You didn't cooperate on this before, but yet that text talked exactly about what I was talking about earlier, about, you know, realizing the time that we're in, realizing that we're in the end of time, that, so to speak, and because of that, we need to now be about our Father's business. And we need to be remembering the commitment that he has made. You know, he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, and he has given us the opportunity to be good and work together with him. And that is what this program is all about. You know, we are going to be a part of spreading the good news to the world because we realize the time, right? So we want people to know and to hear that Jesus Christ is coming soon and that he is coming for us people like you and to meet him. My sister, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that word. I thank you for the reminder.
You're welcome.
I know that the Holy Spirit, yes, has been with you and has helped you. And I am amazed how you read that, knowing that you are legally blind. And you just read like that and you know, and share the word like that. So I just praise God for that. And it just shows what God can do with all of us, amen? How he can do with us. And so, you know what? From time to time, I'm going to have you do, you know, these nuggets of thoughts for us as we go along. Maybe I'll work the program in such a way so that you can, you know,
okay,
have a segment as we go for week to week. So be prepared for that. And I just say to God, please be glory. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Thank you. Thank God for using me the way you did. All right, now we're going to turn over to Pastor Paul. And you know that he's ready to go. So we're going to give him the opportunity. Pastor Paul, it's all yours.
Amen. Well, Elder Edomai, I thank you again for the invitation to come by and listen and to share and just really experience the power. And so far, this has been really an hour of power. As I've just in the very short time that we've been together here on the Block Talk, boy, have I seen the Holy Spirit moving so powerfully. You know, as we were talking and you were asking me, you said, you know, you would like me to share something. It just so turned out that I turned in my Bible to Romans in the 12th and 13th chapter. And it just so happened that the Spirit that led Sister Luella to present such a powerful reflection in a brief message is the same one that led me to the same scripture that she reflected on. In terms of verses 10 through 14. So,
yes,
boy, I don't know about
yes,
anybody
Lord.
Else.
Yes.
But, huh?
No, just saying that's how God works.
Yeah,
I don't
know about anybody else, but I'm over here really just praising within my spirit and sitting in awe at how this God who oversees the whole universe is taking time to weave so wonderfully is leading and is compelling of this little band of believers here who have gotten together to reflect on his word. And it's just, you know, so simple and yet so profound. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm blown away. So not only again, I want to thank you for the invitation. It was not part of my plan this evening, but nevertheless, the Spirit led you. You called me, and here we are. And I am blessed for it. And I was really blessed by the special music there, the music pieces that were presented. Word of God speak, and he is speaking loud and clear if we would but open our ears. And mercy said no. Thank God for mercy. Were it not for the grace of God, where would we be? So I'm so glad that while the devil was saying you deserve to die, God in his mercy said no. And boy, if that is not cause for rejoicing and praising this Sabbath, I don't know what is. That God in his mercy has redeemed us from eternal death and separation and given us the gift of eternal life as it is in Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So it's after such a wonderful and comprehensive sharing by Sister Luella there in her text, I feel like the only thing left for us to do right now is to give a benediction and a closing prayer. I feel like I don't want us to really it's hard to improve when something that was done so wonderfully, and I thank you, Sister Luella, for sharing and bringing me to a place mentally that the day did not afford it otherwise. But really, what else is there to say? But every time we open the Word, especially in these last days, we ought to be thinking about the fact that indeed our salvation is nearer than when we first believe. Everything about the direction that we're going socio-politically and spiritually and religiously, it just screams at the fact that the time of the end is drawing near. As a matter of fact, we've been living in the time of the end for a long time now, and God in His mercy is leaving the door open for one more sinner to be called to be saved, and one more believer to straighten up and fly right, and just holding the doors open. So because the Word of God tells us that He's not willing that any should perish, but at all should come to repentance. So if we ever find ourselves asking why does things tarry on as they always have, and wickedness seems to expound and continue, it's not that God is asleep at the wheel, but God in His mercy, the mercy that says no, continues to hold out hope and expectation that one more might be saved. And that should be the burden of the heart of every believer. What wakes us up in the morning and get us out of bed and compel us to do whatever we do professionally is that by somehow, in some way, God may use us throughout the course of the day to let one more person know. So maybe somebody who don't know might be introduced for the first time, or maybe somebody who who knows and might be in doubt because their hearts are heavy and they're going through something, they might be encouraged and stay holding on. And maybe somebody who has known and fallen away might be able to find their way home. And however way God use us, may that be the burden of our hearts each and every day, that one more, Lord, one more might be saved. And may I daily be among that one more as well. As we pray for others and seek endeavor, we pray for our own salvation and the salvation of each other. So as reflecting here a little bit, Sister Luella, and what you read here in verses 10 through 14 in Romans chapter 13, it says, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. And we see Jesus summarize this as well in the Gospel of Matthew. If I remember correctly, it should be somewhere around Matthew 21 or 22, where he talked about when one of the leaders came up and challenged him about the law. Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and with all your spirit, and love your neighbor as yourself. And in these, fulfill the laws. You know, love is the fulfillment of the law. But it's not the kind of passive love where we don't do any wrong to somebody. It's the kind of is the proactive love where we do what's right as often as we're compelled. Love is not something that is passive in not doing anything bad, but it's a proactive in always doing that which is right. And that is why Jesus commanded his disciples in Matthew 6, 2, let your light so shine that others may what? See your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So love is a proactive thing. And love, more importantly, is the fulfillment of the law. So if we ever wonder what the fulfillment of the law looked like, or the thou shalt not and remember and all those wonderful things from the first to the tenth, love. Love is at the heart of the laws of God, and it should be at the heart of everything we do as believers. And we go to verse 11 that says, and do this, which is the love of the that does no wrong to our neighbor and that fulfills the law. Do this, knowing the time. And what's going to get a lot of us in trouble is not being aware of the time or losing sight of the time that we're living in. And how we do that with everything that is just screaming at us all around us and telling us the time that we live in, excuse me, it's hard to imagine, but nevertheless, it's easier than we think, because life has a way sometimes of just getting you caught up in things that is not essential to our salvation or the calling that God has placed on our lives, and we find ourselves carried away and tossed back and forth by the challenges of life and the cares of the world. And it takes a lot of intentionality to stay focused and keep your eyes centered upon Jesus Christ. You know, we reflect on the story about Peter and the storm and Jesus' invitation to him to come. And that invitation was the empowerment to do the impossible, what seemed impossible, and what is impossible apart from Jesus Christ, and that is to walk on water and to rise above the circumstances that were threatening to destroy him and his friends. And in accepting of that invitation, Peter endeavored to do what is impossible without Christ. And he did, until the realities and the circumstances of life distracted him, and all of a sudden he found himself drowned. And that, we all of us can relate to that every single day of our lives, as Jesus and raises up above our circumstances and empowers us to do things that are otherwise impossible apart from him. Sooner or later, the storms of life swirls around us, and in the appearance of present danger and the presence of pain, we find ourselves drowned, even with Christ standing nearby. So we just always have to reflect on these things and learn from the from our own mistakes and the mistakes of others to keep our eyes focused on Jesus, no matter the threatening, the looming, the daunting circumstances of our lives. And God understands, we are but flesh. You know, it's easy to get discouraged and to be disappointed and to be hurt by oftentimes painful things going on and happening in our lives. But it's more important to, and that's why we need something more than flesh to rise above it. That's why we pray for the Holy Spirit. And God asked us, he said, if we know how to give good gifts, how much more does your Heavenly Father know how to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit if you pray for it? The power to rise above the daunting and challenging circumstances of our lives is way beyond our abilities and capabilities. And we do, in fact, need something supernatural. And thanks be to God that he's made that supernatural power available to us in the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So it's a gift that's available to all of us. And God, so if we pray for it, he's faithful to give us. And that is good news. That is such good news, to know that whatever we need to rise above those things that threaten to overwhelm and to destroy us, God has made available to us. And we see here it says, and do this knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to be awakened from sleep. For now, salvation is nearer to us than when we first believe. Now, salvation is nearer to us than when we first believe. I don't know when each of us came into the Word. For some of us, it might have been a year or 2 years. For other us, it might have been decades. But whatever the entry point into the race, the end, the finish line is just as real to each and every one of us. I think about the fact that when Paul wrote this, I can only imagine the excitement as the Spirit inspired him to pen these words. Now is our salvation nearer. Because these were men who believe in the imminent return of Jesus Christ in their time. They were looking forward to Jesus. They thought if they worked feverishly with all their efforts and all their hearts and all their mind, that they will see him come. They will see that second coming in their time. And the Word of God inspired him to write. Now, he wasn't talking about in our time. He was talking about in his time. Now is my salvation near. I can just imagine the excitement and the anticipation that he wrote this letter to the church in Rome with. And I can imagine when they opened it and they read it, the excitement and the anticipation that it might have given them. And here we are 2,000 years later reading these words. And I don't know about you, but the anticipation and the excitement is just as real for me. And that is the power of the Word of God, to know that it can be any day, any day. We dare not take for granted because it did not happen in their day that it cannot happen in our day. Now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. If it was real for Paul 2,000 years ago, imagine how much nearer it is for us today. So that is news to get excited about. That is news that not only to make us wake us up, but to get us out and going, because we got to tell somebody, anybody, everybody, that Jesus is coming soon. Because now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. Almost. The question is, how long is the night? How long is the night?
Yes, sir.
For those of us who've been waiting, for those of us who've been enduring, how long is the night? But according to the Word of God here, it is almost gone. However long it is almost gone. And that is also good news. Isn't that good news? No matter how long the night is, it is almost gone. It is almost over. And the day is at hand. Don't look now, but just beyond that horizon, just beyond this consuming darkness, cracks the dawn, the breaking of the dawn, and we can see it. We can see it with our spiritual mind's eyes. We can see the dawning of the day. On that day, when all the things that was inaugurated at the cross, where the kingdom of God was inaugurated, the cross would come to full fruition. And Jesus and Jesus alone will reign on high and reign supreme and be King of kings and Lord of lords. And all of those who stand in opposition to him will be put low. All of those who seek to set themselves high will be laid low. And every knee will bow and every eye will see and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That day is breaking right at the dawn. Right at the dawn. And if you can't see it, ask God to open your eyes and do for you what he did for the men who could not see the angels. I think it was with Gideon, not Gideon. Who am I thinking about? El Loretta might help me. Huh?
Balaam.
Okay. Not Balaam. I'm talking about the when
you're talking about where the donkey talked to him?
No, not Balaam. I'm thinking about the host of angels.
No, that was Elijah and Gehazi.
Oh, Elijah.
Yeah.
Elijah asked his servant Gehazi to go look at.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking about another story here though. I think it's with But anyway, there might have been several stories where there might have been one or two stories where they had to pray to open his eyes. But and we can
when he says, you know, Lord, you know, the army, the enemy was wrong.
Yes, yes, yes. Elijah and Gehazi,
and then,
that's the one. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And, then
and so we sometimes have to pray that prayer for ourselves when we can't see the end from the beginning. That
right.
God will open our eyes and we can see his glory and we can see the breaking of that day. That's all that is at hand as the night comes to an end. And so Paul encouraged us there. He said, let us therefore lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day. So we can get an idea. Well, what does he mean to put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light? He said, behave properly as in the day. And to get an idea of what is putting on the armor of light, you have to reflect in everything, starting in verse 12, where he says, I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living and holy sacrifices acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And then he went through this whole discussion of what that looks like, presenting our bodies as living sacrifices. Everything from verse 1 of chapter 12 all the way through to the end of chapter 13 is about doing what he sums up now in chapter 14. He says there in chapter 12, 13, in verse 12 and 13, all of that is a summary of everything he laid out from chapter 12, verse 1, to chapter 13, verses 12. Or verses 11. Now he's given us a summary of everything that he laid out there. I don't know if we don't have time to reflect on it, but I want to encourage you at the conclusion of this, just reflect on those verses all the way from verse 1 of chapter 12 to the end here of chapter 13. And the Bible explains itself. What does Paul mean? And we ought to ask ourselves these questions. What does it mean to lay aside the deeds of darkness? And Paul tells us throughout that discourse from starting at verse 12 what the deeds of darkness are. And he talks about also what is the armor of light. What is armor of light? All the things that he talked about, what, you know, owe no man no money, you know, talk to the rules. He talked about the fact that love is doing no wrong to your neighbor. You shall not covet. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. Those are the deeds of darkness that we need to lay aside. And then he talked about the deeds of light that we need to put on. Okay? Owe nothing to anyone. Okay? Render all what is due to them. And so all these things that he's talking about is a contrast between the deeds of darkness and the armor of light. But then he gets here to the ultimate revelation of what the armor of light looked like. So he said, putting aside the deeds of darkness means behaving yourself like you're in public. Everybody know how to act in public. So behave yourself. Do it all the time. Don't just do it when you're in public, but even when you're not in public, behave yourself properly. Okay? Not in carousing and drunkenness. Those are the deeds of darkness. Not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality. Those are the deeds of darkness that you need to lay aside. Not in strife and jealousy. But, so when we see that but there, but is the ultimate conjugate, where it just changes what came before it. Okay? It is one of those phrases that everything that came before the but now gets changed to something else. Okay? But put on the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see putting off the deeds of darkness, putting on the armor of light. Putting on the deeds of darkness is about all of these things that make provision for the flesh, carousing, drunkenness, sexual promiscuity, sensuality, strife, and jealousy. Putting on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. So what the book of Galatians, I think it's Galatians 5, give us the ultimate contrast between the deeds of flesh and the deeds of what? The spirit. To put on the Lord Jesus Christ is to put on the works of the spirit, which is what? The fruit of the spirit is love, love. Brings us right back to verse 10. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. What does that look like? It's a big thing to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. But it starts with the first receiving the Holy Spirit and bearing the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. Love. Make no provision for the flesh. If you're making no provision for the flesh, then you're living and you're walking according to the what?
Spirit.
Spirit. And the wonderful reflection on that can be seen in Galatians 5 and also in Romans 8, Romans chapter 8, about the contrast between the works and living in the flesh and living in the Spirit. So to put on Jesus Christ is to put on the Holy Spirit. And that's why Jesus says, if I don't leave, it's expedient that I leave, because if I don't leave, then he will not come. And when he comes, he will bear witness of everything about me. You will be able to reflect me more fully by receiving him. Because he would not only be with you, but he would be in you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
So let's put on Jesus Christ as we are aware of the time that we're living in. There's nothing more urgent for us to do in awareness of these of the time, the fact that our salvation is nearer than when we first believe, than to put on Jesus Christ, to first put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of life, put on Jesus Christ. So that's my prayer for all of us, that God, in the gift of his Holy Spirit, will empower us. Because Jesus said we can do nothing without him. He said, without me, you can do nothing. In John 15, I think it's verse 5, without me, you can do nothing. So we must pray that God will empower us to put aside the deeds of darkness and put on Jesus Christ, knowing the time, knowing that our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. So as we celebrate the Sabbath, as we reflect on God's gift of creation, his gift of salvation, and the new creation that he's effecting in all of us, what he did, what he's doing, what he will do, may we celebrate the Sabbath with joy and gladness. May the courts of heaven reign with our rejoicing and praise and our tokens of worship as we come to the hill, to the mountain of God, and as we sing in anticipation of that salvation that we see breaking beyond the dawn. As the night comes to an end and we see the dawn, the breaking of the day, may we sing with new enthusiasm, sing new songs of joy and gladness, because our God, our Savior, our brother, our Redeemer, and our friend, he's worthy to be praised. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Just want to thank God for that. That was such filling food that I can't even, you know, can't even explain, but just to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God be the glory. And that is Sister Wella Paul, Wella, W-E-L-L-A. Am I right, Wella?
You're welcome, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, Wella, okay.
Yes, yes, Wella.
Wonderful.
I just want to thank God for Sister Wella again, and I want to thank you, Pastor Paul, for that word. Man, I know that the Spirit of God is with us, and I know that he's leading, because for both of you to come up with the same text, you know, and then
Amen.
For me also, I didn't know the text, but just to have the same idea of realizing that the time is close to an end, and that is why we need it, to be on the ear. You understand? That was my thought, and that was my, motivation to get back into going along with Sister Loretta, just encouraging me. And then, you know, for our text, first text for this new show, the new year, I mean, it's been so much since it's been on, it's Romans 13 years. And just saying, you know, being aware of the time, now that it's high time. And then for both of you to come and think about that. That is, that's, I don't know what to say about that, but it's a bad new group. Great thing, yes. I believe it's been a wonderful start, and so. I'm not going to elaborate too much anymore, but I'm just going to say, let us keep praying, amen? And let us keep encouraging others to join us, and let us keep spreading the word.
Amen.
What time it is. So at this time, I'm going to ask Anne to pray for us as we close, and she's just going to pray for us, and I just want to pray for both of our teachers, Anne, and you pray both for and Cicciarella. And for all the others that are listening, just pray. And just pray for those who will listen when this show is posted online. And pray that we are able to keep our commitment and keep this going from week to week. Amen. By the grace of God, every Friday. So for those who are listening and those who will join us later, just know that if you want to join us live, you can always join us on Friday evening. From 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time. In the Eastern area, you can join us at 6. Those who are calling from other areas, from other time zones, you have to just a copy time zone and see them 6 p.m. to Eastern Time and then you can join. All right, we're going to do a closing prayer. And
can everyone hear me?
Amen.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to give you thanks for the opportunity to worship you and praise you and give glory to your name. For you are worthy to be praised. We want to thank you. We were given the discernment and the understanding to choose you.
Yes.
Even though, Father God, some of us truly don't understand what your sacrifice has been for us, we thank you that we still can understand that we need you, that
yes.
We cannot live this life on our own. So we thank you for that. We know that that did not come from our own thinking. It came from you. So we thank you. We give you praise and thanks for bringing us safely through the week, for taking us out and bringing us back home safely, for providing for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
For protecting us, for being with our families, for being with our friends. We thank you. We lift you up, oh God. We say hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
For you are the great I am. We
thank
you. Father
thank
God,
you.
We want to give you thanks also for the message that was presented tonight. We thank you for Sister, I'm not clear on her name, but Father
Vella.
God, you know Sister Vella. We thank you for her. We thank you for her encouragement and her persistence in getting this radio program started back up.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for Pastor Paul in bringing a word from you. Oh, Father God, you knew exactly what we needed at this time. So you coordinated the message and you presented it. So we thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we pray, oh God, that our hearts will continue to dwell on you. Not the heart that beats and pumps blood, but the heart that we think with. Father God, help us to stay on you. Help us to rely on you. Help us to desire you more and more each day. In Jesus' name we pray.
with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Wonderful.
And with that,
wonderful.
I want to say happy Sabbath to all. And we're going to close with the word of God. God be the glory. Be blessed, everyone.
Blessings, everybody. And thanks again. Thank you so much. I enjoy the music. I enjoy everything.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
What right on time. What right on point, God. Right on point. God.
Peace out, everybody.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. What if God speak? Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place? Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. What if God speak? Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice. What if God speak? Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place? Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. What if God speak? Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place? Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's
the clouds applaud. When his one to stop, never he's ever present. He gave the mountains instructions and teaches winds a lesson and keeps the oceans rested. My Lord God is perfect perfection, there is no second. His message is a reflection of holiness arrested. And God, you're so great, ain't nobody greater, Jesus. In your name I put my faith, in your name I put my faith, in your name I put my faith, ain't nobody greater, Jesus. Gotta go ahead, take a bow. Even though your word is faithful, it says every knee will bow and confess that you are Lord and the one and only Savior. If not, the stones will call out and the earth will lift to praise us. With the sound of your voice, the dead in Christ will raise us. And God, you so loved the world that you sent your son to save us. I'm so